It all began with a West Coast couple that wanted to grow some raspberries in the Midwest. It became one of the most recognized names in today's food industry. The story is this edition of The American Countryside. As Kim Maloof explains, it all began with some folks that simply wanted to begin a Midwestern farm.
Well, back in 1976, Bob and Sarah Rothschild brought their family here from the San Francisco Bay Area, and they decided to, you know, have a farm, and they wanted to have a working raspberry farm.
But this turned into more than a small berry farm.
One year in 1984, they had a bumper crop of their raspberries. So they were growing the Red Heritage raspberries, had a bumper crop of those, and decided that they wanted to create raspberry preserves. So they took those to a fancy food show, which is where they then started their business.
The Rothschilds have now retired, but the farm that bears their name has flourished.
We provide an assortment of different products, so it's all gourmet foods. If you're not familiar with the products we do, gourmet dips, sauces, salsas, sweet toppings, preserves, a lot of different products that are out there that really focus on, you know, providing entertainment made simple.
Today, the business is still located in rural Ohio, but it has grown well past the point the farm here could supply the great demand. Today, the Robert Rothschild name is well known.
I think it's the fine ingredients that we have and the bold and flavorful products that we produce. We're really known for the flavor combinations that we create. And so customers come to us looking for those great products.
Traveling the countryside in Urbana, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCray.